You're listening to James H. for Life, Episode 13, Getting Life Insurance When You're Over 50, But Not Taking That Medical Exam. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of James H. for Life, your premier podcast for all things life, disability, and long-term care insurance related. So today I wanted to talk about... For the sake of convenience, people are looking for life insurance policies where you do not have to take the medical exam. And as I talk with different clients who even ask me about it, whether or not I have a policy available where they don't have to do the underwriting, you know, the physical, the blood work, the height, the weight, asking questions, all of that, when I ask them, well, why would you not want to do that? You know, and I explain to them, it really isn't that difficult of a process. I get a variety of reasons that I want to, you know, address a couple of them here in this podcast, because it seems to be a running theme with clients the older they get. So first, let's get into a little bit. Well, what exactly is the underwriting process? First of all, the underwriting process is when the life insurance company starts removing any assumptions about you. What you have to understand is the underwriting process for the majority of people is going to be your best friend as far as getting the policy you need and paying the best possible price. When it comes to life insurance, or really any insurance product at all, and it doesn't matter the company, one thing that absolutely scares the insurance company is what they do not know. So when they do not know something, they have to, like anybody else, make an assumption. And given the fact that they are putting themselves, the company is putting itself on the line to lose tens of thousands of dollars with any contract that's written, they're going to make negative assumptions about you. They're going to assume you're going to cost them money if they don't know. So, for example, when it comes to the medical underwriting portion of a life insurance policy, a lot of people like to avoid taking the medical exam in part for the sake of convenience. They just don't feel like dealing with the process of, you know, doing the phone interview and setting up a physical, playing phone tag with people, this, that, and the other. You just have a super busy work schedule and, you know, you just don't want to be bothered by it. You just want the protection and then be done with it. Well, here's the thing. The underwriting process for you as the client, it's really not hard. I mean, literally, I've had clients have everything that they need to do completed within 1 week's time from when we sent the application in, and then they can just sit back and relax and the company does the rest. Basically, here's what you're responsible for in the underwriting. Number one, after you send in a signed application that's completed, you have to take a phone call. And with that phone call, we can either schedule it around your time to make sure that we accommodate you, or a company such as like Exam One or something like that will just call you out of the blue. And if you can take the call, great. If you can't, that's fine. If you miss the call, you can always call them back. They have very extended hours, any company that's going to do this. So, I mean, it really can be done around your timetable. And then when you actually do the call, average 15 minutes. 15 minutes or so of your time, and they can have the phone call finished. And to expedite that phone call, have your medical information ready. Have the name, address, phone number of your primary care physician and any other doctors that you see regularly, whether they be specialist or otherwise, and just have them set ready to go. Have that information available. Then you can just run it right off to the representative on the phone. Bing, bang, boom, you're done. And especially for those who are pretty healthy and you don't have a complicated health situation, the phone call definitely is not going to last all that long. So again, phone interview, not a big deal. The second part setting up the physical. You set up the physical around your schedule again. And generally, a nurse will come to your house, take about 10 minutes of your time to do your height, weight, blood pressure, blood and urine sample, and then they're in and out the door in, say, 10 minutes or so. I know when mine was done, that's about how long it took. And depending on your age, if you're older and if you're requesting a lot of coverage, you might have to do a resting EKG. But again, you control the time. You can call the examiner and set the time and place. You know, if you don't want them to come to your house, they can meet you somewhere else. Or a lot of times you can actually just go to a local office and schedule your appointment there, and they'll do everything right there, and then they don't have to come to your house. There's a lot of different ways to bend it. The point is, the companies nowadays have tried everything they can to make the underwriting process for you, the client, as easy and stress-free as humanly possible. So, the first objection I just wanted to cover is, for the sake of convenience, I don't want to be bothered with it. Well, I'm telling you, you definitely want to be bothered by it, because in the next section, after we come back from our brief break, I'm going to actually address a little bit of what happens when you allow an insurance company to assume your price, to assume your health, to assume you as a risk, and then also what the benefits are when you actually go through the underwriting, how it can help you, and the disadvantages of using a no medical exam life insurance policy to meet your needs. You're listening to James H. for Life. We'll be right back after this break. All right, and welcome back. You're listening to James H. for Life. So let's just get right into it. So what can happen when you allow an insurance company to make assumptions about your health without going through the medical underwriting, without them being allowed to ask you questions, and just find out where exactly you stand with regards to your health? So I'm actually going to pull up a quote here in my quoting system, and I wanted to use this as just a point of illustration. So, for example, when you allow an insurance company just to make assumptions about you because you want to just breeze right on through and you'll take whatever price they give you. So I could write, let's just say, a term policy for somebody. In this instance, I'm using a 41-year-old male. And I could write this policy for them without any medical underwriting. I just really have to ask them, have you ever had any major, you know, medical history issues like cancer, strokes, things like that? That's not most people. So assuming that that's not the case, there's no questionnaire, there's no phone interview, there's no physical, there's no blood work, there's no nothing for this policy. So we're eliminating a lot of these questions right out the gate. So for $150,000 in coverage, I could write it and it would last for 15 years, and it's $53.42 per month. Doesn't sound too bad, right? Well, what if I were to tell you that I were to take the same guy, and I'm going to assume he's just going to get the standard rate. He's not some Olympic athlete who's going to get the $5 a month rate or anything like that. He's just the average Joe, average Jane. And he's going to get, you know, the average rate, the, you know, standard rating. Well, I could write him a policy with $200,000 worth of coverage for 20 years for $42 per month. It's a pretty decent price difference on the percentage, is it not? I mean, let's just work those numbers here real quick. So there's that, 42 divided by 53. It's about a 21% price difference. I mean, you know, that's a noticeable amount. So, but that's just one instance. So, okay, fine. Not a big deal, right? You don't 53, 42, who cares, right? It's not like it's a big deal. Well, here's the other thing. When you're going through you know, buying a life insurance policy and you allow the company to make assumptions about you. Aside from the fact that you're going to pay a significantly higher rate for the sake of convenience of not going through the underwriting, you are also forfeiting your ability to have as much or as little coverage as you want. The reason is, see, the companies know that there are going to be people that are going to take these policies that are going to slip in under the radar by design that are going to have some serious health complications. And with them knowing this, they price you higher, but they also limit the amount of coverage that you can get. It is not uncommon that when you are looking for life insurance that does not require any medical questionnaires, testing, or anything, they're going to limit severely how much coverage you can get. And they will also limit, in many cases, how many policies you can get from one single company that does not require full medical underwriting. So, for example, in this particular situation, the only option as far as a term policy goes, it's 15 years. They're not going to cover you any longer than that, no more, no less. And you're going to get $150,000 in coverage or less. That's it. You can't go more. Can't do duplicate policies. Most people, that is nowhere near enough life insurance. So the company is going to limit their risk that they're going to expose themselves to if they're going to give you the privilege of them not asking you any health questions or putting you through any physical examination. So that's the first thing. So the point being, it doesn't matter if it's a term policy or a permanent policy, the same principle is going to apply. The company is going to upcharge you for not having done any physical testing because they don't know anything about you. And so they're protecting themselves and they're going to limit the amount of coverage and limit the amount of choices that you have, so that they minimize their risk. Otherwise, the companies would go bankrupt. So how can your underwriting help you? All right, biggest point I wanted to just make mention here. Number one, it's either going to confirm what you already knew or it's going to expose something you were not aware of. For example, we've actually saved people's lives by writing life insurance on them because when we put them through, they were the people that didn't really go to the doctors too much. They didn't have any symptoms. They were feeling pretty good, so on and so forth. We actually found indications that there were some medical problems with some people and saved a couple of people's lives, actually. A colleague of mine wrote a policy, and they actually discovered that there was a major heart complication with this particular insured because of the readings and stuff from the underwriting test. So we alerted the insured right away, and the insured took those results to their doctors. Immediately, she had to have open heart surgery. She had open heart surgery. I think it was like an aneurysm or something to that effect. But the point is, the doctors were able to save her life. So there are benefits to the underwriting aside from getting the best price that you can, and aside from getting the most coverage that you can for the best price that you can, it also will either confirm what you already know about your health, so there shouldn't be anything scary in that regard, or it could potentially expose something that you were not aware of, and in some instances, it will save your life. Now, final point that I just wanted to transition into today. What are the disadvantages of using a no medical life insurance policy? Well, first, let me start with when you do use them. For my friends listening today that are over in their 50s and older, many of you might have seen some commercials that say, you can never be denied coverage, your price will never increase, your coverage will never decrease. And there's usually some famous spokesperson that's delivering that message to you. Here's the thing. Those policies are still going to be priced higher than a normal policy, number one. Number two, you don't see this unless you're reading all that really hard to read print on the bottom of the TV screen. There's an elimination period for the death benefit. So for my healthy folks out there who are like, oh, I'll just go and buy that policy. There's an elimination period, and you're going to pay more for it. Why would you do that? There are so many other options out there that are much better, especially for you because you're healthy. Companies that will take you no matter what and give you a permanent burial policy. Again, same principle applies. You can usually only buy no more than $25,000 in coverage on those policies, and you're going to pay a significant percentage more, for every $1,000 in coverage, as opposed to if you had gone through the underwriting. And you have to wait 2 to 3 years before the full death benefit is available, and that's all contingent upon whatever company you're going with. So why would you do that if you know that you're healthy? You know, we could certainly set you up with a far better option, and in some instances, an option that can be paid up for in full before you hit retirement. I mean, there's just so many different ways to work it. So the takeaway from today is don't run to the no medical exam for the sake of convenience or the fear of, being declined or the fear of a company finding out, any medical conditions that you may have because it's going to jack your price up, things like that. The majority of the time, that's really not the case. And when you sit and you talk to a knowledgeable agent, you're going to have had that conversation beforehand. Now, what I will say is I myself will write those types of policies that don't issue or don't require a medical exam. They're called guaranteed issue. I'll use them, but I only use them as a last resort for my clients who have no chance of getting life insurance by any other means. That's who these policies were designed for. They were designed for the people who have a medical condition. They manage it very well, but they're not going to be able to get approved if they go through underwriting with a standard policy. So these policies, these guaranteed issue, these no medical exam policies, they definitely have their place, but it's not for the majority of people that are looking. If you're going to get life insurance, your odds are you're going to get a way better rate actually just going through and doing the underwriting, and you're going to get a much better policy as well. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. You've been listening to James H. for Life, your premier podcast for all things life, disability, and long-term care insurance related. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have additional questions, please feel free to email me at jameshforlife@gmail.com. If you're attached to my blog right now at jameshforlife.com and you'd like some more information on a policy that would be right for you, please, you can either email me or you can fill out the form below and one of my agents will reach out to you and we'd be happy to assist you and answer any additional questions you may have. Again, thanks for listening. You've been listening to James H. for Life. Have a blessed day.